helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Mike Heller back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. About 39 degrees tonight at kickoff at 6:30, and no wind for this one tonight. And dry. All of those things are good. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do. Whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings, you know high standards are the precedent. Sack a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza today from your local grocery store. We continue with our pregame. 6:30 is the kick tonight, about 90 minutes from now, against number 3 Ohio State. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt. He went without a sack for only the second time over the first six games of the year, but he did record a tackle, a pass deflection, and this interception.
Empty set on first down. Stafford is picked off! It's T.J. Watt! And he's down to the six-yard line. The Pittsburgh defense strikes!
The pick was his first of the year, while he's also recovered three fumbles. Talking about first, Watt's teammate and Pittsburgh rookie linebacker Nick Herbig took down Matthew Stafford for his first career sack in the first half of the team's 24-17 win in Week 7.
Pressure coming. Stafford gets hit. It's Nick Herbig, the rookie out of Wisconsin, with his first NFL sack.
Herbig matched his season high with three tackles in the victory. Over in Indy, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor looked more like himself Sunday, rushing for 75 yards on 18 carries while getting into the end zone for the first time this year.
Taylor on the take, and he's in. Boy, the grease is hot. Jonathan Taylor starting to sizzle as the Colts get a little bit closer.
Although Indianapolis lost the game to the Browns 39-38, Taylor looks to be back up to speed after missing the first four games of the season. Finally in Denver, Russell Wilson got back on track in the Broncos' win over the Packers, compiling 194 passing yards and this touchdown to Cortland Sutton in the third quarter.
Third down, four. Here goes Russ. He's got him! Touchdown, Sutton!
Wilson also added a 21-yard run while Denver improved to 2-5 on the year, taking down Green Bay 19-17 in Week 7 at Mile High Stadium. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. And our top Badgers in the NFL is presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Stop the Bears! Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hey folks, Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Halloween is right around the corner, and while you're putting your finishing touches on making your princess look cute, or your superhero a world protector, a delicious Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza should be in the oven. So much award-winning moonlit mozzarella cheese, it's scary.
Boo.
Premium meat and veggie toppings that'll make you scream. Plus, a bold, delicious sauce that even Count Dracula loves. Wait, is that sauce on your chin, or... Snag a Brewpub pizza today from the grocery store for a spooktacular time.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
At Anne-Marie Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Anne-Marie Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AnneMarieChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. 7676 Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Rolling on at Camp Randall Stadium, pregame show continuing. Let's check around the Big Ten. First, a look at the standings entering today in the Big Ten East. Michigan, number two in the country, 5-0, and Ohio State, number three in the country, 4-0. 10th ranked Penn State, they won today. I'll give you the score in a moment. They improved to 4-1 in the Big Ten in the East. In the West, Wisconsin 3-1 starting today. Iowa 3-2 and idle. Nebraska and Minnesota both at 2-2, but those are going to be updated as the day wraps up as well. Let me give you the scores going on. Penn State has beaten Indiana. That happened earlier today. They win 33-24, survive late. Two late touchdowns secured that win after Indiana had tied it. Well, a late touchdown and a safety. Penn State 33-24. The Nittany Lions now 4-1, and Indiana drops to 0-5. The Badgers will play in Bloomington next Saturday at 11 a.m. Maryland and Northwestern today in Evanston. The Wildcats improved to 2-3 with a 33-27 win. The Terrapins fall to 2-3 in the league. Going on right now, a couple of games in progress. Michigan State is on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers starting to stretch this one out, have just scored again. They lead 17-6, 12:07 to play in the fourth quarter over the Spartans, who are winless. Minnesota, if they win, would improve to 3-2 in the Big Ten West. And Purdue and Nebraska in Lincoln. The Boilermakers being shut out 21-0 right now. Matt Rhule and Nebraska on top 21-0. Huskers look to improve to 3-2 in the Big Ten. They're still remaining on Wisconsin's schedule. They come in here a couple of weeks down the road. When we come back, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Shop the bin. Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers.
Wrigley. Shop the
pig. Football all season long.
All the way. 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Meg, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin. 715-268-7188.
We continue our run-up towards kickoff, which will be at 6:30, about an hour and 15 minutes or so from now. Temperature about 39 degrees at kick, which Patrick Herb now down on the sideline. A week ago, it was probably 70 degrees at kickoff in Champaign, but with 30-mile-an-hour winds. No wind tonight, and about 40 degrees, a touch under that when we kick. So from a temperature game condition standpoint, this works.
Yeah, it's beautiful, actually. There was a threat of rain all week that we might have that. Nothing like that. The wind is quiet, and it's chilly, but that's fine. It's late October in the Big Ten. What do you expect? So conditions should be actually absolutely perfect for tonight's game, to be honest.
Patrick, I did my statewide show yesterday inside Camp Randall Stadium, and there was a buzz. And there always is. Now, it's been a while, 2016, since Ohio State was here. But when the Buckeyes come, there's a buzz, and you can sense it in the community, on campus, around the stadium. The back half of this week, you could feel it.
Yeah, Ohio State is that aspirational team for everybody in the Big Ten, to be honest. And so, yeah, when they come, it's a big deal. The circus comes with them. When they're top five ranking and undefeated, it even adds a little bit more to that. you know, this is a measuring stick for the team, certainly. It's a measuring stick for, you know, program pride as well. You know, this is the type of team that it's a signature. If you could, if you play them and you could beat them, it is. And so with that comes excitement, yeah, around campus, around the city, and then certainly here in the stadium. It's the first time that NBC has come and brought their production and their big Saturday night. So with that as a pregame show happening down in the southeast corner right here on the field, there are a bunch of different VIPs and influencers, etc., that are going to be down here. The sidelines will be as packed as you'll see them for a game, and there is just that buzz and energy. But there's a little bit of magic, too, playing night games at Camp Randall. Wisconsin's won 8 in a row night games here. The last one, that 2016 loss to Ohio State. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with streaks in both ways.
I had James White in yesterday, and he'll be the honorary captain. People remember David Gilreath from that game in 2010 and Matt's call of underway with a bang. But James White and the finish in that one, he plays a critical role.
Yeah, he scored the game-clinching touchdown, and so he's been here. He was here yesterday, not only doing your show, but he's doing some work for a podcast that he and Sojourn Shelton and Warring Herring have called the Beyond the Big Ten, and they were out on the field kind of reliving some spots on the field where big plays had happened, and he was kind of remembering and reminiscing from the exact location where he scored that game-clinching touchdown. And yeah, he was a part of a lot of big games, but that win over Ohio State was maybe paramount of all of them.
Yeah, people also may not remember J.J. Watt on that team, and there was a lot of good stuff going on that night here at Camp Randall Stadium and a field rush that ended it. Patrick, let's get an injury update as we get inside that 2-hour, 90-minute window, closer to that now to game time.
Yeah, good news on the Wisconsin side that they'll have two of their star defenders that will play and hopefully be unlimited. So Jordan Turner, the middle linebacker, missed last week's game with an upper body injury. He's back. He's going to start today. Also, James Thompson Jr., who played a little bit last week, but he's got this leg injury that's just been bugging him a little bit. He only had a few snaps against Iowa. He's back and should be 100% and ready to go. Hopefully he doesn't re-injure it, but he's up for it. So those are two big things for Wisconsin getting healthy. Unfortunately, Ohio State's getting healthy at the wrong time for Wisconsin as well. They've got three impact players who have missed games that are returning in Emeka Agbuka from wide receiver, Travion Henderson, a running back, and Denzel Burke at cornerback. You might remember Henderson and Agbuka both had really big games against Wisconsin last season when Ohio State pounded the Badgers in Columbus.
And then let's finish on this as this game starts. Wisconsin has not been good in starting games this year. There's been a lot of talk in the offseason about how they finish. So far this year, it's been an issue how they've started. How critical might the beginning, maybe even the first 5 minutes of this one, be?
You're right, and that was a narrative through the first couple games of the season. And then Wisconsin went to Purdue and started about as well as they possibly could. And we thought, okay, maybe they've figured something out and they've figured out that urgency. Well, it's kind of waned again a bit here. The last three games, they have not scored a touchdown in that first quarter and really kind of stumbled offensively, in particular, out of the gate. They know that they can't afford to do that in this game. Last year in Columbus, Wisconsin got down 28-0 early in the second quarter, and the game was over. They don't have the luxury of starting slow in this game. So it's been an emphasis. They've talked about it. How do we instill urgency? We know the building is going to be on fire. There's going to be energy. They have to meet that moment, particularly in those first 5 moments. They've talked about it. Got to start quickly.
Let me finish with one more with you, and that's about media. So Braden Locke going through it. This is a prime time. This is his second collegiate start, but this is a different animal. Yeah, we marvel about his poise that he's shown to this point. How does this week stack up with more media responsibility and this type of an atmosphere?
Well, I'm workshopping the nickname Cool Hand Locke for him because
I think
he looks like a young Paul Newman. It kind of fits. You know, he's got that poised approach to things. He's an interesting cat. If he weren't a football player, I could see him being in the media business. He was really excited to get to talk to Todd Blackledge yesterday, who was calling the game for NBC. Matt Castle's part of the pregame show, and he was really interested to talk to Matt Castle. He's very polished when he talks to media, and he kind of carries himself as if he were, you know, an adult who's been doing this for a long time, when in reality, he's just a kid. In fact, his dad is only 38 years old.
Yeah.
So he's got a maturity about this that extends well beyond his years. And The staff has been impressed with his poise, no question, and we'll see if this moment, if he can rise. This is a big moment. Nobody knows exactly how he'll react, but so far the early returns are pretty good.
All right, very good. Patrick, thank you. Patrick Herb down on the sideline all night tonight for the Badgers and the Buckeyes. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Latsamata Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Still to come, we'll get perspective from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Need help with your garden projects? Looking for quality tools at a low price? Or looking to get started on painting the shed? Ace Hardware in Balsam Lake has the tools, supplies, and professionals to help you get it done. Located at 907 Frontage Road, Balsam Lake, stop in and take a look at the special offers and sales that are going on right now. Or learn more at www.acehardware.com. That's acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, the place with the helpful hardware folks.
We continue on the Badger pregame show. I'm Mike Heller. I welcome in Jesse Temple from The Athletic for our final thoughts before I hand it off to Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. And Jesse, one of the things I want to talk about is you did a little back and forth this week in the pregame prep of this one with your Athletic counterpart for the Buckeyes in Cameron Teague. And in that, talked about the head coach's toughness. I want to get to Ryan Day in a minute, but Luke Fickell, from a toughness standpoint, and I wonder how that, have you seen how that may have translated so far to his team?
Well, I happened to write a story this week talking to some of his former Ohio State teammates, as well as his head coach, John Cooper, about his playing days at Ohio State. And how it informs who he is now as a person and a coach. The stories are kind of hilarious. With his wrestling background, he would just be slamming guys to the turf, and everybody would be underestimating him because he was a 265-pound nose guard. So the intensity and competitiveness have been there forever for him. For a matchup like this, I think it's a quiet and internal intensity and competitiveness, because when he was asked earlier in the week about this matchup, he made it clear. He said, it's not about me. And deep down, you know that this is a big, big deal for him.
Well, and it is. But he, I mean, he deflected right away from when we talked to him post game last Saturday in Champaign to Monday's presser to his coach's show. He doesn't want this to be about him, but we all know that he is a big byline or a big storyline in tonight's game.
He is, and he would say that once you get on the field, it's all about the players, but no doubt about it. The guy started 50 consecutive games at nose guard for Ohio State. He coached on the staff for 15 years, including the year in 2011 when he was the interim coach. He's an Ohio guy through and through, perhaps the greatest wrestler in Ohio high school history. Yeah. So no question about it. This is a big deal.
The anatomy of an upset, Matt LaPay and I were talking about that earlier in this portion of the pregame. I talked about it throughout the week on my shows. The other team has to cooperate. And I think if you go back in history when Wisconsin has pulled upsets against Ohio State, the other team or whoever they have pulled the upset against, they've had to cooperate. How does that happen tonight? What's the anatomy of this one?
Well, what you need is for Ohio State to make a mistake that you certainly don't expect to happen. But Wisconsin can't give the ball away, and that's a given. You can say that about any game. And maybe they need to hit an explosive play or two. But we know how good Ohio State's defense is, and Ohio State has all of its best offensive players back for this game. So the defense and the offense together, they're going to collectively have to put together their best performance, not only this season, but in years.
I was just asking Patrick Herb in the previous segment about Braden Locke, because this is different for him, too. First primetime start, first start at home, second start ever, and it comes against the number three team in the country. More attention focused on him this week. He was very poised, and I think that's the thing that we always talk about with him so far in his young Wisconsin career, is poise and composure. How do you think he handles?
I won't be surprised if he has a future in coaching just because of how naturally he is about explaining football and that poise under pressure. But this is a totally different beast. One thing that I think is interesting is he's a kid from Texas, and we asked him earlier in the week what the coldest game he ever played in was, and he said one time on the varsity team in Texas, it got into the 40s and it was rainy. And I think that's pretty funny because there's going to be a whole heck of a lot of games like that here in the next month or so.
The opportunity that sits out in front of Wisconsin tonight is special. Now, this game won't define the season if you lose it, but it can define the season if you win it.
There's a reason why when they have the Jumbotron pregame highlights, you hear Matt LaPay calling Matt Schaber to Lee Evans and then the Gilreath touchdown at the start of the 2010 game. It's because they're indelible moments, and Ohio State generally is very good. They are very good again this year. So this is one of those games that if the Badgers happen to win, people will be talking about it for decades.
And I know that you made a prediction on the site, and both you and your counterpart both have Ohio State winning. And I get that. I understand that. I'm on that side of it, too. But what if the game is a game after jump around? Isn't that part of the, like, I looked at the storyline here thinking, just let's have the fourth quarter matter. And I think we'd be kind of happy with that concept.
If you're Wisconsin, I think that's all you want. Just give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in a position that you were in last year in Columbus where the Buckeyes were up by 2 touchdowns 6 minutes in, 28-0 before the offense even crossed midfield.
Yeah.
You just got to give yourself an opportunity.
Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Check out his work. Jesse, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Badgers and Buckeyes tonight. Kickoff is at 6:30. Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher will take over next. I'm Mike Heller, and you're listening to Badger Football.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh,
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey folks, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Halloween is right around the corner, and while you're putting your finishing touches on making your princess look cute, or your superhero a world protector, a delicious Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza should be in the oven. So much award-winning moonlit mozzarella cheese, it's scary.
Boo.
Premium meat and veggie toppings that'll make you scream. Plus, a bold, delicious sauce that even Count Dracula loves. Wait, is that sauce on your chin, or... Snag a Brewpub pizza today from the grocery store for a spooktacular time.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
Matt, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
Partners.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Randall Stadium, our pregame show continues about an hour away from the Wisconsin Badgers against the Ohio State Buckeyes, a game fans around here have been anticipating for quite a while because it's been a minute since the Buckeyes have been to Camp Randall. 2016, a matter of fact. Be the first time Ryan Day has been in this stadium, and that's for the Wisconsin Badgers trying to build on that great fourth quarter. That 18-point fourth quarter and the come-from-behind win against Illinois last Saturday. Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. Got to get to the pressing question here, Tausch. Cardinal jerseys, Cardinal pants. Well, what do you got? You good with that? You like the look?
Yeah, I like it. I think, listen, I'm an old-school cat. I like the Cardinal. I like the white with the Cardinal. But I think the kids get excited. And whatever is going to help them play better, look good, play good, feel good, all that whole deal. So, it's different, and I always love the fact you don't want to run from the fact some games are bigger than others. Mm-hmm. This game, prime time, against, and when I was talking to Luke Fickell in our pregame hit, I just said, and this is something that I remember Barry Alvarez always telling all of us, is you don't come to Wisconsin to play in some of those early September, late August games. You come for games like tonight. And if this is going to help that, I am all on board with the Cardinal on Cardinal. It's a little more thinning, too, I would think. Anytime you can take white out of the equation, that typically thins out the bigger fellas, if you will.
I got you. Are you a believer? I was asking Luke Fickell this Wednesday on his show, because when I've asked players and coaches, opinions vary about the term momentum. Sometimes they could be overplayed. Within a game, there's momentum. Game to game, opinions vary. Luke, he believes that, yeah, what happened in the fourth quarter last week can carry over. You lived all of this. Is there something to it?
Well, I think everything about professional sports, collegiate sports, the biggest thing is how can you give your guys confidence? So do I think that beating Illinois changed the whole complexion of the week and gave these guys some confidence, whereas had it not gone that way, you can just imagine what it would have been like around here. The hype wouldn't have been the same. All of that plays a part of it. Now, do I think that's going to help beat this team tonight? I think that preparation and some of those good vibes are going to help in the preparation. Now, you have to carry that over because just like in baseball, it resets. But that confidence and what you learned about yourselves, that carries through. And so now tonight when there's some of those moments that you need to persevere, you have that in the bank that you remember, and that's why I agree with what Coach Fickell had to say.
And it all sets up a massive opportunity for Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers here tonight. The Badgers and the Buckeyes under the lights at Camp Randall Stadium. We'll have the scouting report and more coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions, cow chip throwing, or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains and a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Fall is definitely here, so here are two quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number one, swap out those old, worn-out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number two, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kangaroo Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins, a team that keeps you informed at every step, and a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090, crumexteriors.com.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Ohio State tonight at the camp. Now time for the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Tosh, I dug deep for this one. I mean, a deep dive. I went through all the analytics. I did.
Yep.
It's going to sound a lot like last week. You got Braden Locke getting ready now for his second career start. Protect your quarterback, which I know Ohio State doesn't have a lot of sacks, but they're still really, really, really good defensively. That front in particular can cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they're going to cause a lot of issues tonight. And I think you look back at last week's game against Illinois, and we said that because Illinois, you know, Brett Bielema builds his team a certain way, and he's able to have a couple of guys, especially in that interior part, that caused some problems. Ohio State's got a bunch of guys like that, and they're deep. So tonight, I think, as always is the case, the best way to help a quarterback is being able to run the football. And what I don't know about you, Matt, but I thought last week, especially in that second half, I thought Braylon Allen, he emptied the tank and played his best game as a Wisconsin Badger. We're going to need a lot of that tonight. You know, I don't know if we'll get to 30 carries, 29 carries again like we saw last week, but I think in order for this offense to have a lot of success, if you're looking at a bunch of third and six and sevens, it's going to be a long night. Mm-hmm. So you better make sure. I would love to see some play action early. I'd love to see some things to get Braden Locke into a rhythm early in the game, because tonight the ball is going to have to come out on time. If you're doing a bunch of broken plays where he's holding it 3, 4, 5 seconds, this group up front is really salty.
Well, you mentioned about Braylon. You mentioned it, and then Luke Fickell said the same thing on his show Wednesday night. I mean, yeah, there was the beautiful throw and catch to Skylar Bell. There was the touchdown pass to Nolan Rucci. But Braylon Allen on 3rd and 10, that 11-yard run, the effort that went into getting yards 10, 8, 9, 10, and 11, that was big league.
Yeah, I love that. When we were talking to Luke on his show, he's like, we should have probably gotten more out of it. Perfect coach speak. But what I loved was you had the courage to call that, because you knew you were getting two downs, and instead you saw the first and second down play not successful. You want to get the ball in your best player's hand when the money's on the table. And 3rd and 10 to give it to Braylon, and then it would have been very easy. He got 5 or 6, and he's tripped up, but you could see the fire, and you could see the effort. And he stumbled. He was able to regroup his feet, and then the all-out effort to dive to pick up that first down. You mentioned those other two plays, which were obviously huge. None of that happens without that effort by Braylon Allen.
Yeah, it was just a terrific effort on the part of Braylon throughout the course of the game.
And I thought his blitz pickup was,
yep,
especially because that game was getting away from Wisconsin. And before the end of the half, I really felt like he had two great blitz pickups that allowed, I think it was Pauling over the middle at the end of that half. To go get those points was everything as far as momentum and everything else to keep you in the game. So you never know when those big plays come. Guarantee you tonight, we're going to see them, and Wisconsin needs to figure out how do we get more of them than Ohio State, and Braylon Allen's going to be a big piece to that.
Yeah, that's an example of helping your quarterback, as Phil Longo mentioned on Luke's show for the game. Braden graded out to, what, 73? But at the end of the first half and in the fourth quarter, it was an A grade, 90+.
And we talk about the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady. He kind of invented the double dip and being able to, at the end of halves, when you get those 2 minutes and you get the timeouts and you have all that, that's when you win. That's what separates good teams from great teams. And when you're trying to figure out ways to win games like Wisconsin is, you need to be good in that category. And man, as Wisconsin last weekend was a great example of that.
All right, that's our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. We give you the brief scouting report. We mentioned Ohio State, how good it's been defensively, giving up just 10 points a game. JT Tuimoloau, the leader in that defensive front, although they're good all across the board. Michael Hall, Tyleek Williams, Jack Sawyer, a couple of really good linebackers, three of them really rotating in, Tommy Eichenberg, Steel Chambers, and Cody Simon.
Yeah, and one of the things, just watching film, especially against Penn State is a really good team. One of the things that I noticed is a lot of teams run stunts, and, you know, we talked mug linebackers that Rutgers did and all this, but they sell it, and they are, I mean, well coached. They take steps. They put a lot of pressure on your offensive line, and already you have all this talent that they have, and then it's schemed and run really at a high level. That's, again, it's always important to stay normal and down a distance. Tonight, this game will hinge. If Wisconsin is looking at 3rd and 7 plus a bunch, it's going to be a long night here.
And they're going to try defensively to get Ohio State into those 3rd and 7s, 3rd and 8s as much as possible. Now let's take a step back. Ohio State's still 3rd in the Big Ten in points per game, about 34 points per game. They've been in the mid to upper 40s with regularity with guys like C.J. Stroud and Justin Fields in that group. Kyle McCord might not have the flash, But he has 12 touchdowns. He's only thrown one pick. And when he throws it, he's got a player who is as good as any player in college football.
Say it. Say it.
I'm not going to say
You're not going to say it?
Marvin Harrison.
Maserati Marv,
that's
baby.
That's for you, Gus.
I will make sure to get – I hope I'm not talking about Maserati Marv today. I hope I'm talking about something else. But, yes, I think that's one of the things because their defense has been so good. And their offense – what do you expect to have happen when you lose the number two pick and who's by far been the best rookie quarterback in the NFL? Yeah, things are going to probably dip a little bit, but you know what? They're getting better and better. And by the way, I watched on Sunday night or Saturday night football when Notre Dame was playing. I mean, Notre Dame is really good. When the money was on the table, he delivered for Ohio State. So I think this notion that, well, their offense, yeah, it's not as star-spangled awesome as it's been in the past, but it's still really good and third in the league. Wisconsin's defense is going to need to really play. And the way this game and how good their defense is, creating turnovers. We've seen it in bunches, and then we've seen some dry spells. Tonight we need the bunches.
All right, Ohio State also getting healthier among those expected. Back in action is Travion Henderson, who can be a very explosive running back for the Buckeyes. He has not played in the last three ball games. That is our brief scouting report. Our pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll check in with Will Pauling in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amory believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
A Badgers pregame show continues as we move on to our player profiles segment here this evening, and we visit with Slot receiver Will Pauling, Phil Longo, pretty well documented now, but Phil Longo turned some heads in one of his preseason meetings with the media when he said outside of his family, can't think of anything he loves more than a good slot receiver. We'll get to that part of the Phil Longo discussion with the media with Will Pauling in a moment. But certainly Will has been an integral part of this team. His first career touchdown catch last week against Illinois. He's been targeted 34 times in the last three ball games, including 11 targets last week, seven catches for 95 yards in the game down in Champaign. But he's also part of a group of guys who are pretty funny to be around. Guys like Darrell Peterson, Quincy Burroughs, a young receiver working himself up into the rotation at some point with this team, if not this year, but certainly in the future. And cornerback Ricardo Hallman, who has declared himself, Hallman has, as the funniest guy in the team. And who's ever the second funniest, it's a distant second. Well, that guy might be Will Pauling. I gave him a little chance for some equal time, if that's actually true, what Ricardo Hallman says.
I will give Rico his props. Rico is definitely a funny guy. And I feel like he's really good around kind of like cameras. Like you saw his mic'd up. His mic'd up was funny to everybody on the team. But I do feel like I can give him I put up a good fight with him. I feel like I'm pretty funny too in a sense. But, no, that's one of my best friends on the team. Honestly, during the summer, we would, like, every Friday or Sunday night, we would kind of, like, talk about who won the week in terms of who was being the funniest. And I feel like he won a lot of the matchups over the summer. But, Rico's a funny guy for sure.
So we talk about it in athletics where good competition, one guy makes the other better. So has he made you a funnier guy, or have you made him a funnier guy, would you say, so far?
I definitely feel like we've both enhanced our comedy skills a little bit. But, we're always joking around, whether it's in a locker room, at practice, going to class, we're always joking around.
I keep hearing Darrell Peterson's a good part of this, too. Like, you guys got a pretty good core group of, you know, apparently musicians, too. I understand it could be a band, whatever, but in terms of being the comic relief, there's a few of you guys who kind of keep things nice and loose.
Right? Yeah, for sure. I feel like me, Rico, DP, and Quincy Burroughs, we're always together, and we're always laughing, having a good time. I feel like a lot of the guys kind of feel our energy wherever we're at because we're always together. So I feel like it's definitely a good group of guys and a group of guys that like to joke around a lot.
I'm going to circle back to what I started this with Coach Longo, his comments about slot receivers, which I'm sure you heard.
Yeah.
When you first heard him say that, what were you thinking?
I don't know. When I first heard him say it, I didn't really know what to think. Obviously, you think it's cool because it means like, all right, Coach Longo loves slots, okay, so he should be feeding the boys a lot. So that was kind of my initial thought. But then, I don't know, kind of just seeing what he's been able to do in the past with receivers, specifically in the slot, you look at it and it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you could definitely tell that Coach Longo thinks that slots are a big part of his offense. So I kind of feel like that was cool to hear him say something like that.
Getting that first touchdown catch, first of what we hope will be many for you in time at Wisconsin. Take us through that play because that's a heck of a play. I think that DB for Illinois thought he had a pick until you flew in front of him there.
Yes, it was that entire day. Not even just that play was awesome for me. But pretty much we ran an out and up, essentially. We were hoping to play man coverage. It actually went to like a cover two invert almost. And the safety kind of fell off of Bryson Green's route and kind of worked towards me. I'm not sure if Braden Locke saw it or not, but he put it up. And sure enough, I had to go up and make a play, and I came down with it.
That was such an important game, an important quarter, you hope, moving forward here with Schuyler making a catch.
Yeah.
A beautiful throw, but it was great concentration. Just Coach Fickell has talked all along, going back to winter, about winning in the fourth quarter. And to get a game like that, you hope that could be kind of a breakthrough moment, right?
Yeah, I feel like those are the type of games where you really see what your team's made of, and it really shows how hard we worked over the offseason. Because we, Coach Fick, Coach Brady, all those guys, they put a big emphasis on kind of just finishing games, like you said, in the fourth quarter. And this weekend, I felt like we came out there, and I don't think we had the best first half as an offense or as a team in general, but I feel like we came out in the second half, and more specifically in that fourth quarter, and we showed Illinois what we were about.
Well, obviously, in recent weeks, you have had a lot of targets. They've been, if it was Tanner before he got hurt in the Iowa game, and I'm Braden now. As each day, each week moves along, you feeling more, and it seems like it, you're more and more comfortable in your role. It's a very important role. You know, from where you were when you first got here to where you are now, you feel like it's been a pretty good jump in your game?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I've gotten a little bit more comfort. I still feel like I'm very far from where I could be. Personally, that's how I feel. But, just getting in with Tanner or Braden or whoever's in that quarterback, just getting those reps with them, kind of having them see what I can do, know that they can trust me. They'll know I'll be there when I need to be there, and just kind of getting a feel for what I'm going to do on certain things. I feel like that's been a big part of the success.
The receiving core, too, with, you know, obviously Bryson Green, C.J. Williams, Chim Ray, the real veteran here. I mentioned Skyler. It's a group that you get a sense watching. You're feeling better about yourselves as a room. I mean, it's a really talented room. But am I reading that right? You guys as a group thinking, okay, you got a lot of playmakers in this collection?
No, we have a great room from top to bottom. And I feel like having so much talent in that room, it makes it so much better for everybody in the room because we're all competing every day. And the competition breeds success, essentially. And when you get to compete with guys like Shim, Skyler, Bryson, CJ, all those guys in that room, every day it's going to make you better at the end of the day. And I feel like that's going to help us be a better team.
And that's Will Pauling, a redshirt sophomore receiver out of Chicago, transferred from Cincinnati. Will enters tonight's game with 37 catches for nearly 400 yards. And as we mentioned, got his first career touchdown. It was a big one last week in the game against Illinois. And that is this week's player profile. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll have our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as the Badgers pregame show rolls on. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 10th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on November 11th against Northwestern. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, and Gaia. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org. Cuyahoga.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
We continue from Camp Randall Stadium on a night where it'll be about 30 degrees cooler than what it was at kickoff last week in Champaign, but next to no wind. Wind, unlike last week in Champaign, so it's actually going to be a pretty good night for football. We will be dry throughout the game here tonight at Camp Randall Stadium. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and the Buckeyes tonight here in Madison.